The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. If you're just catching the show for the first time, just to let you know, our mission has been the same here for well over two decades, and that's always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
Yes, and to learn more about the show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can listen to our past radio shows, our podcasts, read our articles, and watch our videos.
Yeah, we really do have something for everybody, Dr. Mark. This is our actual 293rd episode, and that is just on our podcast platform. So we've been doing these shows for goodness, well over two decades, always with one thing in mind, and that's to help the listeners be able to figure out what's real. Can we follow the science? What should we be listening to? How can we make changes within our life? So again, we're able to do that by having our good friend, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, join us each and every week. Dr. Mark, great to be with you today.
Yeah, great to be with you, Kelly.
Yeah, we're going to have a really good show. You know, stick with us. We share an article in the first segment if you're just joining us. We'll get to that in a minute. But on the program today, we're going to talk about testosterone. Now, generally, it's thought that testosterone is exclusively for men, but we're going to share why women need testosterone as well. So we'll learn more about that when we come back from this break. Dr. Mark, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about OAB and what people are dealing with out there when it comes to their bladder health.
Yeah. Well, OAB, also known as overactive bladder, really it's a group of symptoms, and people experience a sudden need to urinate or the urge to urinate. You know, amazingly, it affects up to 40% of women and 30% of men in the United States. So obviously, this is very, very common, affecting millions of people. And so the most common symptoms, a sudden uncontrolled need or urge to urinate. And some people get leakage of urine. Some people have to urinate many times during the day or night. And I should point out, this is different from incontinence, where there's just a leakage of urine. So this is a very common problem.
Very common. And it's creating challenges for people. And for us, we don't want people to have those types of challenges. We want them to be able to take a car ride and, you know, do different things like that. I feel like people who have bladder issues, their whole day is planned around if they're going to be close to a bathroom or things like that. And that's just not a way to live, Dr. Mark. That is very hard on people.
Yeah, I do talk to a lot of patients when they first come in. This is an issue. And so there's many different ways to approach it. I mean, different types of approaches are used, but most people recommend you change your drinking habits, obviously, you know, especially before nighttime, cutting back on your fluid intake. See how different foods affect your urination. If you're overweight, losing weight, that can take stress off the bladder and that can improve symptoms. Caffeine, coffee for some people really is an irritating problem for the bladder, so that might be an issue. Doing Kegel exercises, which improve the pelvic muscle and pelvic floor, muscle tone can be helpful. There's other types of what they call physical therapy for the urinary system now and bladder, like biofeedback therapy, direct physical therapy such as pelvic floor electrical stimulation. And then in medicine, they do have prescription drugs that can be used to help, you know, with an overactive bladder. But, you know, the problem with these is they can have various side effects like fatigue, dry mouth, dizziness, and other symptoms as well. In older people can impair their cognitive function, studies have shown. So we like to focus more on natural approaches that have been researched and, you know, help people.
So what do you generally recommend to your patients? I know that you always follow the science. I know when you formulate any product, you make sure that there are some human clinical studies on it. What do you recommend, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, what I've had good results with the last few years is a product called Bladder Wellness. And what it is, it's based on a published study using herbal extracts, ones people probably have not heard about, like Creteva, Nervala, which is a type of stem bark, also Lindera aggregata, Equisetum or horsetail, people probably have heard about. But again, in the published research, including one in 2018, which was a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial, so very good quality, it involved 150 men and women with overactive bladder syndrome, as well as urinary incontinence, which actually is harder to treat. And they were given this three herbal blend or a placebo. And after 2 months, they found those taking the herbal blend, such as the bladder wellness, had significantly fewer episodes of nighttime urination and symptoms of urgency and incontinence compared to those who took placebo. So just as an example, 61% of people taking this formula had a reduction in urinary urgency. 60% reported normalization of their excessive urinary frequency during the day as compared to 11% of people taking the placebo. And almost 50% of the people had a reduction in their nighttime urination. So some very impressive results with this research.
Yeah, very impressive. And a game changer for people who've been maybe struggling with this and have tried other things. It's always nice for them to give something like this a try. You can go over to our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the health breakthroughs and read the Natural Bladder Solution article. And we also have a store. If you look at the very top there at americasnaturaldoctor.com, you can learn more about bladder wellness by clicking on that button. But stick with us. We're going to be talking testosterone for both men and women today when we come back from the break and sharing more on ways you can encourage yourself to learn more about your own health. Be right back.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you hear us talk each and every week about the importance of supporting the immune response. One of our top choices in helping us to do that is by incorporating wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm. Wild oil of oregano gets its many benefits from carvacrol, an active ingredient found in oregano. Carvacrol and other naturally occurring oregano compounds can provide antioxidant support, immune support, and may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Rosemary is a rich source of antioxidants, circulation support, and has anti-inflammatory compounds. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm contains a natural honey flavor, so it tastes delicious. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturepharm.com.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we have a full show planned for you today. We're going to pick America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler's brain, all about testosterone. Dr. Mark, when you and I were chatting yesterday and we decided to do the show and share it with people, generally when we hear testosterone, it's always thought as the man's hormone. And when we hear estrogen, it's always thought of as the female hormone. But is it true or false that we have both within our system? A man has estrogen and testosterone, and then a woman has estrogen and testosterone. How do we find the balance in that, Dr. Mark?
Well, good point, and that is very true. I mean, men and women do have testosterone, just like men have estrogen, women have testosterone. And so it's important to realize that, because if you're missing the women who have testosterone deficiency, then that's going to affect their quality of life. So in women, low testosterone can give fatigue, poor cognitive function. They can't create lean muscle mass and bone mass as effectively. It can affect areas of sexual desire and function. So there's many different aspects to testosterone being low in women. And of course, in the men, we've always known for a long time when their testosterone is deficient, Yeah, it leads to increased abdominal fat deposition, fatigue, low libido, poor cognitive function, mood issues like depression, for example. Your cholesterol and lipid levels can increase. You're more likely to have cardiovascular disease or die from cardiovascular disease and other diseases as well. So, you know, these are some serious things here.
Yeah, and I think, like, if you look back 10, 20 years ago, as a female, females would be afraid of any testosterone. We, you know, because if you look at testosterone or what we've been educated on, testosterone is what makes a man, estrogen is what makes a female. So is that something that that way of thinking just is kind of fallen by the wayside? Because as we start to age and the menopausal things happen, not only are we dipping as females in estrogen, but these common things of low testosterone are happening within men. So when you see it at your clinic, Dr. Mark, you see a lot of patients at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, for goodness, well over 20 plus years. How common is low testosterone when we're talking about men in general?
Yeah, very common. Studies show low testosterone affects about 40% of men 45 years and older. You know, so that's obviously quite a high percent. So in men, we know that, you know, starting in your early adulthood, let's say around 25, your testosterone levels start to decrease by 1% to 2% a year. And so it depends on the man. It depends how physically active you are, what your weight is like, if you've been exposed to environmental toxins. There's many different reasons why your testosterone could drop.
And do you find, Dr. Mark, that in all your years and your experience that you're seeing it at a lower age, maybe starting a little bit lower with that testosterone decrease versus it's always been thought of as, oh, you're becoming an old man when you lower the amounts of testosterone in your body. But with the stress and xenoestrogens out there in the world, I would imagine maybe you're seeing men early 40s or late 30s dealing with low T.
Yeah, you know, I have over the years I've observed that. You know, when we test patients as general screening, we do start even younger, often men in their 30s, and depending on their symptoms too. And we are seeing that, and oftentimes it is related to environmental toxins. It is related to their diets, related to their stress, nutritional deficiencies. These are all things that can impact a man's testosterone level.
So let's talk about xenoestrogens. I believe that is the correct way to pronounce it. You've educated me on it, Dr. Mark. You've written a lot of articles. Out in the environment, when we have things like water bottles that maybe mimic the exact same compounds of what estrogen would be, how is that posing an issue for both men and women, especially when we're talking testosterone or even estrogen?
Yeah, that's right. We do have these chemicals in the environment, many thousands of them, which are endocrine disruptors, which means they disrupt your hormone balance. And so common examples would be, like you said, we have chemicals in plastics that mimic estrogen in the body. So that's an issue. We have things like pesticides, which also are xenoestrogens, like you said, and they mimic the effects of estrogen in the body. So that's an issue too. So when you get these kind of things in the body and they're attaching to your cell receptors and they're activating like estrogen receptors, it confuses the brain. Your brain, parts of your brain basically assess the hormones coming through in the bloodstream and how your levels of hormones like testosterone are, how your estrogen levels are. And so if your estrogen level is higher, then it messes up the signals to the testicles to produce testosterone. So you actually end up getting this estrogen dominant effect where you then get a suppression of your testosterone production.
Right, and we're seeing that more. I mean, maybe because as we're aging, we're looking at our hormones more, we're having more tests done, we're working with a good naturopathic physician like yourself, an MD, Dr. Mark. And we talk about being estrogen dominant, whether it's you're a man or a woman, it can pose a challenge. And then even for women, you could be very high in testosterone, very low in estrogen. So where's the balancing act with that, Dr. Mark? Again, we want men to have more testosterone, women to have more estrogen. But how do you know what levels when you're looking at a blood test, really how to manage it if we're talking about women?
Yeah, well, we do have ways to assess. First, we just, you know, look at the symptoms in women. Signs and symptoms. So in women, for example, let's say you're predisposed to having irregular menstrual cycles, or maybe you're in the beginning of first phase of menopause, maybe you're predisposed to PMS, you know, you very well may have low progesterone levels relative to your estrogen. We see that quite a bit. Again, the testosterone could be reduced too, which is a lot of the symptoms we talked about. And we can assess this with labs. There's lab tests we can do with blood tests. We can do testing with saliva, hormone testing. There's urinary hormone testing. So there are ways to assess to see what your balance is. And so it's not even always so much a matter of what the levels are of these hormones. It's the balance of them amongst each other. So let's say in a woman, your estrogen's relatively normal, but your progesterone's low. Well, you still have estrogen dominant. Of course, your estrogen could be high because of having these endocrine disruptors, these xenoestrogens in your body, or being overweight because fat cells make estrogen. And that could give you estrogen dominance. Maybe your progesterone level is normal, but the relative balance is off balance. But like we said, you also need a balance with the testosterone. So in a small percent of women, due to genetic factors, they may actually have high testosterone. You get the facial hair growth, for example, maybe lose your scalp hair. High testosterone is a problem too, although it's not near as common as low testosterone. So it's just good to check the levels and see where people are at.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because these small little issues that are, you know, gone awry in our body can cascade into a lot of other problems. And so when we're getting to brass tacks, Dr. Marr, what are some of the causes of low testosterone out there? Is it because only of being overweight, or are there other issues that people can experience?
Yeah, I think there's several causes. Definitely the effects of chronic stress. When your stress hormones are out of balance, that can affect your testosterone level. We know a lack of sleep or insomnia can predispose people to having low testosterone. If you're deficient in certain nutrients, for example, especially in men, we know studies show that if you're deficient in things like zinc and magnesium and vitamin D, that can lead to a deficiency of testosterone. One thing women should be aware of, when you're on birth control pills, they definitely tend to decrease testosterone levels as well. So if you get tested and say, oh, my levels are low, well, it could be just because you're on birth control pills, so something to be aware of. So those are some of the more common reasons as to why people have low testosterone. Sometimes we see the men who have used testosterone inappropriately, maybe at a younger age or currently, and that will suppress their body's own production of it. And so these are some of the reasons that we see.
I know it's generally common when we talk about men to supplement, as you were mentioning, with testosterone replacement or even supplements. But is there a place for women as well? And again, they would want to work with a doctor or talk and get their levels checked, right, Dr. Marr, before just slamming a bunch of pills and replacement into their system.
Yeah, and testosterone normally is done with topical, what we call transdermal creams, which absorb through the skin, go into the body. It can be injected as well. Usually it's not used like an oral pills or tablets. There can be sublingual versions too. But yeah, it's a hormone. And so you don't want to create an imbalance with a person. You want to know or confirm that they're actually deficient before you start doing things like that. And even a step before that, if a person's mildly deficient, you want to work on their diet, their exercise, getting their nutrient levels up, using supplements that can help with their own production of testosterone. So in men, testosterone is mainly produced by the testicles. In women, it can be produced by the ovaries. It can be produced by the adrenal glands. And there's other organs that can produce it too. So we want to support the body's own production whenever possible. Obviously, that's the best and safest way to do it. But for people who are deficient and that can't be done, certainly we'll use bioidentical testosterone replacement, both men and women. We use quite a bit higher doses in the men, obviously. But it is used with both sexes.
Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Marr, because we want to educate people on what they need to look for, the questions they need to ask. But again, go and learn more at our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. We have wonderful articles there, natural ways to support testosterone. We have articles on menopause as well. So really something for everybody when we're talking about hormones in a whole as we're aging. So stick with us when we come back after the break. We'll talk more about your health.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Mark Stengler, America's Natural Doctor, about testosterone. Generally, only we think about men when we think about testosterone, but we've been talking about how there's a place where women may need to supplement or work with a doctor to see what their levels are at, especially with all the estrogen dominance and things like that offsetting our hormones. Dr. Mark, before I went to the break, you were sharing so much about, you know, maybe some of the causes of low testosterone, how many people are dealing with it, especially in the category of men, and what age it starts to really show itself. But I want to talk about andropause. I think menopause, everybody in the world knows what that is. And I think a small percentage kind of knows what andropause, but doesn't. So can you share more on that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, andropause really refers to middle-aged men. Where they have a decline in their hormones, especially the testosterone, and that can lead to things like fatigue, moodiness, depression, irritability, loss of muscle mass or fat deposition in the body. And so it's kind of that midlife hormonal transition that men experience, and some men experience it obviously more intense than others. And there's even some men who actually even get night sweats, if you can believe it, as part of that hormonal transition.
And then your wife is probably laying next to you, having her own hot flash going through menopause. It can really be a recipe for disaster as your hormones are both changing, you know, as you're a married couple, maybe been together 20, 30 years, and you're going through that process. Do you see that a lot, Dr. Mark? Do you ever treat patients, being the husband and the wife, dealing with these hormonal issues at the same time?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously, oftentimes, they're very similar in age within a few years, and they're going through a similar transition. Usually what happens is the women come in for the menopausal symptoms, menopausal transition. They see what's going on. They like the natural approach, and then they bring their husbands in too. That's usually how it works.
That's great, because then they can work together to get back in balance. And again, what did they say? Happy wife, happy life. So they drag their husbands in and you help them out. But when we talk about it, Dr. Mark, and we talked about it a little bit in the last segment, how maybe low testosterone can lead to a cascade of other issues when it comes to hormone imbalances. You talked about pregnenolone, I'm sure DHEA. We also talked about the adrenals. And we see so many people stressed out there, which our adrenals tend to carry that burden. But let's talk a little bit more about that. Does testosterone play any part or role in that adrenal balancing? Or is that just, again, we're just talking about another form of hormones?
Yeah, well, there is a connection between the adrenals and testosterone for sure. In the adrenal glands, we make adrenal hormones. And by the way, those are glands on top of our kidneys, which produce various stress hormones. And so, for example, one of the hormones produced is DHEA, known as dehydroepiandrosterone. And that does act as a precursor to making testosterone in men and women. So sometimes if you use DHEA or do things which bring up the DHEA level, that will then help to raise the levels of testosterone as well.
Great. And when we're talking about low testosterone, again, whether it's a man or a woman, I think primarily for men, does it play a role when we're talking about low libido? What are we looking at it as far as that?
Yes, yes. For both men and women, low testosterone definitely can cause low libido. in both, like I said, men and women. So when a patient says that's one of their primary symptoms, we definitely test their testosterone levels, because that's one of the key things we want to look at and see if it's an indication. And in the men, testosterone deficiency also is known to be a cause of erectile dysfunction, or ED. So if a patient tells you that that's, you know, symptoms he's experiencing as a doctor, it's one of the things we have to check.
And Dr. Mark, I know that you had a great book come out last year, Healing the Prostate. And again, it wasn't primarily 100% focused on just the prostate. You talked a lot about testosterone in the book. You gave a lot of different recommendations on foods even to avoid. Again, people can learn more. It's called Healing the Prostate. You can get it on Amazon. I really enjoyed that book, Dr. Mark, because I felt like it's a good book for a team to have. You know, if your husband is dealing with prostate issues, it can be very scary, but then prostate issues and testosterone levels probably are an issue that you're seeing when you treat testosterone. Are you looking at the prostate? Are they kind of those things that go hand in hand, Dr. Mark?
Yes. There's definitely a connection between hormone balance and the prostate. Now, people always think that testosterone causes prostate enlargement or prostate cancer, man. It really isn't what's going on. In the book, I talk about how metabolites of testosterone, such as dihydrotestosterone, known as DHT, or estrogen, which is a metabolite of testosterone, those are more implicated in terms of causing prostate issues than testosterone in of itself. And so there's more involved with that, but it still goes back to hormone metabolites of testosterone and the balance.
Okay, so let's talk about some real signs and symptoms when we're talking about low T or low testosterone, Dr. Marker. There are things that people can look at to be like, gosh, I don't know what's going on with me. Share more on that.
Yeah, there's a variety of different signs and symptoms. So let's just start with the physical structure. A person could be prone to not producing enough collagen. So they get thinner skin. Maybe they don't have a healthy looking skin on their face. They're prone to a loss of bone density. They're going to be more prone to loss of muscle mass as well as muscle strength. Those are symptoms. Then in the brain, a decrease in cognitive function, like memory and focus, can be issues. Mood changes, especially depression. Anxiety could be an issue as well. Irritability, especially in the men, is a sign of low testosterone. And then we can look at even things like cardiovascular function. We know when people are deficient in testosterone, their cholesterol levels could go up. Their heart doesn't function as well as a pump. They could be more prone to heart failure as they get older. Those from additional symptoms. We talked about how it impacts libido in both men and women, erectile function in men. And those are like the classic things we're looking at in terms of what's going on with testosterone.
Yeah, and those are all things that aren't great. I mean, and multiple times or many times, people are dealing with more than one of those signs or symptoms. Mm-hmm. So maybe that lack of energy, increased body fat, ED, low libido, and then mood swings worked into it. I can't imagine that that's a really happy patient that you see quite often. But I would have to say it's probably pretty fulfilling when you help somebody get out of a situation like that and you see that they get back into the swing of things. Is that something that makes you feel proud, Dr. Mark?
Well, when that's the root cause, you can help the patient pretty quickly and effectively. That's true. And I should say, Kelly, when you're having these types of symptoms and there's also fatigue involved, oftentimes men and women with testosterone deficiency have fatigue. So what we typically find is they don't just have fatigue. They have these other signs and symptoms we talked about, but commonly fatigue is a problem for the patient as well.
What are some foods that raise and lower testosterone? Can you give us a couple that people may want to avoid and some they may want to work in?
Well, foods that could help with testosterone would be, for example, like foods that are rich in zinc, foods rich in vitamin D, foods rich in magnesium, because those are involved in the body's synthesis of making testosterone. So, for example, zinc, common foods would be like pumpkin seeds. Some could simply, you know, consume those on a regular basis. Oysters are a source. Different types of fish are sources of zinc. Mushrooms contain zinc. Actually, dried mushrooms like shiitake mushrooms also have vitamin D. Obviously, sunlight gives you vitamin D as well. Magnesium you find in green leafy vegetables. You find in whole grains, for example. So those are good foods to support testosterone production. Foods which can lower testosterone would be foods that are not organic, that have pesticides in them over time. Having that estrogenic effect can suppress testosterone. So we want to get in those organic foods much more frequently. Eating a diet that has more fruits and vegetables in it, getting that fiber. Fiber helps the body to excrete out excess estrogen. And so when you do that, of course, the body will produce testosterone more effectively.
It's so interesting, Dr. Mark, because I remember 10 years ago, craft beer was blowing up everywhere. Guys couldn't get enough of it. And then articles started coming out on the barley and different things like that that were in that craft beer that were actually driving lower levels of testosterone. So it's very interesting to think how quickly men will give up that beer when a low T is on the rise with that. Did you read anything about that?
Well, I have seen and I've written about articles in terms of alcohol consumption. Now, we know alcohol is a suppressor of testosterone, and alcohol increases estrogen levels, actually. So, yes, excess alcohol will lead to hormone imbalance and can lower testosterone levels. That's why men who are alcoholics, in part, it's related to their alcohol intake. Now, it can be not only that it increases estrogen, but it when you're drinking excess alcohol, it causes nutrient deficiencies. You know, so things, again, like the zinc deficiency or magnesium, and you need these things to make testosterone.
Really great point, Dr. Mark. When we come back, I want to talk to you about medication. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But during the break, go and check out our website. That's at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com. And read some of these articles or ping some of them to read over the week and set some challenges for yourself to be able to get over those hurdles. Or check out our YouTube video. Dr. Mark has some great 2 to 3 minute little short snippets on some really good conversation, whether it's ways to get off the PPIs or ways to better support the body or foods to avoid. A lot of great stuff on testosterone as well. You can find that under Mark Stangler at America's Natural Doctor on YouTube. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
At the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced health care screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstangler.com. That's markstangler.com or call today 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Having a conversation with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, on all things testosterone, whether you're a man or a woman. We know so many people out there, Dr. Mark, that are on long-term acid blockers and other drugs. What are some of them that really can suppress testosterone?
Well, like you said, the PPI medications which suppress stomach acid, that can be an issue because you decrease your stomach acid to so low of a level, you can't absorb the nutrients you need for functions in the body, including the production of testosterone. So, you know, if you're on those medications, you need to be on a good multivitamin, probably some extra zinc and magnesium, vitamin D, so you don't have deficiencies. You can, of course, always test your blood levels of these nutrients as well. But that's a concern. Use of steroids, say like prednisone, for example, used for inflammation, autoimmune conditions, that can suppress testosterone production as well. I talked earlier about how birth control pills can suppress testosterone, which is obviously very common. Men that have overused testosterone or used doses that are too high, that will suppress your testosterone levels. So these are some of the more common things we find in the literature that lead to testosterone deficiency.
And I like that you reference in the literature, Dr. Mark, because you always follow the science. You figure out, okay, what's the newest thing coming up? What's real? What's not? And I think when we started really as in the media business, started talking about testosterone 15, 20 years ago, when it became more public knowledge and you'd hear about it on TV shows and the radio, it became a very scummy category. And I just have to be honest when I say that. People could go into a 7-Eleven and it'd be on the, you know, on the counter there and they'd pick it up and I'll be good. But there's no quick fix for this. This is making some dietary changes, adding in some things that are beneficial within your day-to-day. But why do you think, you know, most of the testosterone supplements on the market are falling short? Do you think it's more just marketing versus science?
Oh, I think so. I mean, if you look at a lot of the products on the market, they just aren't using ingredients that have been shown to be successful in studies. Or maybe they use them, but the doses are so low that they're not going to get a therapeutic effect. So I've been disappointed with the vast majority of products out on the market for improving testosterone levels in men and women. And so that is disappointing. However, there has been recent research in the last couple of years that there are some products that can work well, and there are ones that I work with, and they have good published research on them. So, you know, it can be done. So when you use these supplements combined with good diet, exercise, getting proper sleep, getting the right nutrients, you definitely can see the levels improving. I had a patient, a man, just the other day. He was on our testosterone wellness product, which is an herbal product, and he had a history of low testosterone. And we found that he went from just the beginning of a low level up to a medium or moderate level on his blood testosterone levels. And he, of course, had felt a lot better, more vitality. He had a history of fatigue. And so, yes, this can be done.
So tell me a little bit more, Dr. Mark, because when you formulate these products, again, like you mentioned, you use them in a clinical setting. But what did you look at as far as research? What's in the testosterone wellness product? Can you give us a little highlight on some of the ingredients based on research that you put in there?
Yeah, well, the testosterone product really revolves around two main things in terms of helping testosterone. One is a specialized type of ashwagandha extract known as KSM-66. And it has published literature showing that it does increase testosterone levels. And these are published in, you know, credentialed journals, which the studies are evaluated and reviewed to make sure they're credible. And so I've always been a fan of ashwagandha, but this particular one has been shown to increase testosterone levels significantly. To be, again, statistically significant when you look at the studies. The other one is called Uricomia longifolia, also known as Tongkat Ali. This is very popular in countries like Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, to help with supporting testosterone and male-related issues. And then there's been studies done on it at MIT in Massachusetts, and it's been shown to increase both the total testosterone and the free testosterone. There's two different ways of looking at testosterone. So I use these two ingredients to naturally support the body's own production of testosterone. Now in the Uricomia formula, they found that it also increased testosterone in women as well. So it's something I do use with men and women to naturally support their testosterone levels.
Great. And you have another ingredient in there, L-citrulline, I think it is, and it's at a pretty good milligram dosage. What is that?
Yeah, L-citrulline actually is an amino acid, and it's been shown to improve circulation. In terms of men, it helps with erectile function. In women, it's going to help with circulation too, to the genital organs, if you will. So it really is in the formula more to help with the circulation, and based on the research that's been done with it. And so it's the third component of the formula.
And it's such an important part of that formulation, Dr. Mark. I think that often we've read research or we kind of look at circulatory issues in men. Like if you're having issues with, you know, your genital region and getting circulation there, you're probably having circulatory issues everywhere. So I've also read within a couple years of dealing with that, Dr. Mark, if not managing it, you could really get set up for having a cardiovascular event.
Yeah, if you're not having good dilation of your arteries and blood flow, obviously that can affect the heart and your extremities as well, you know, anywhere that you're having blood flow. So certain amino acids people may have heard about, like arginine is used for good circulation. The citrulline I just mentioned is good for circulation. And so these amino acids can have a therapeutic effect when you need to support healthy circulation.
Right. And sometimes the gentlemen who you see, or even listeners of the show, they'll take the testosterone wellness and also the Estra Wellness. So the Estra Wellness was kind of a companion product that you created, Dr. Mark, for people to detox some of the negative estrogens in our environment. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, the Estra Wellness contains components from foods like broccoli, for example, or cruciferous vegetables, things like indole-3-carbinol, diindolemethane, which helps the body to metabolize excess estrogen and then flush out through the stool and urinary system. More specifically, helps get rid of bad estrogens, which are not healthy for prostate health, for example, in terms of suppressing testosterone. And so if you're overweight, you've consumed a lot of foods with pesticides, for example, you may benefit from something like the Estra Wellness, where we're getting those estrogen levels down.
Right. And then the prostate wellness that you have, Dr. Mark, I know that's kind of a fan favorite. A lot of the gentlemen who come and see you actually take that with the testosterone wellness, or like we mentioned, the Estra Wellness. What did you put in that formulation, Dr. Mark? And would you recommend, we see so many men over the age of 50 having prostate issues, giving it a little bit more love and support?
Yes. The men quite often with the prostate issues, which of course is very common, benign prostatic hyperplasia known as BPH or prostate enlargement, very common. And I do see really good results with our prostate wellness product. I see good results combining that with our bladder wellness, because a lot of these men have urinary problems, so the combination of the two works really well. And then, of course, you know, half these men or more have lower testosterone levels, and then using the testosterone wellness is a third product that could be helpful for them.
Yeah, and you spared no research when it came to your prostate wellness. I mean, you have like 7-8 ingredients in there, including, you know, the zinc at a very good chelated. You have selenium, salt palmetto, and even that pumpkin seed extract that you talked about. But tell me a little bit more about the lycopene. Why is that needed a little bit for men who are maybe dealing with prostate issues?
Well, the lycopene has anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. There's some literature suggesting it may have some protective effects against prostate cancer as well. So that's why lycopene commonly is used. A lot of men just aren't getting enough in their diet. They're not eating enough foods, like tomatoes, for example, melons, things which are rich in the nutrient lycopene.
Before we wrap up, is there any types of encouragement or parting words that you'd like to leave with our listeners, whether they're dealing with a testosterone issue as a man or a woman? What should they do, Dr. Mark?
Well, if you have all the signs and symptoms we talked about in the show today, then it's good to get your levels checked. A morning test, a blood test, our saliva urinary test, checking your testosterone levels on one or more occasions is a good way to confirm it's a problem. And then you could work with a doctor, preferably an integrative doctor, and try again first with the diet, exercise, the supplements we talked about, to bring up your own level. And if that still is not sufficient, then you can always work with a doctor on testosterone replacement if that's indicated.
Great. And listeners can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, sign up for our free newsletter. It'll just say join free newsletter. You put in your email. We send you great information in many different ways and forms, whether it's a video, a podcast, or even an article. We do have over 290 podcasts too, so a lot of great information to share with each of you. You can also learn more about testosterone wellness, prostate wellness, Estra Wellness, and some of the other products that we highlighted today by clicking on Shop at America's Natural Doctor. You can go to Dr. Stengler's online store. These are the same products that he uses at his clinic, the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. So go and check that out when you have a little bit of time. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.